listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A notorious pedophile has been remanded in custody for at least 2 weeks after facing a Perth court accused of possessing images of children. 62-year-old Bradley Pendragon has been arrested 48 hours after being released from prison under strict conditions. Premier Mark McGowan says the state government did appeal the 62-year-old's release.
I'm unsurprised, as many people are, that he has been rearrested.
A royal commission into the mining industry is being resisted for now, with the Premier putting the responsibility of staff safety on mining companies. A parliamentary inquiry has delivered 79 findings and 24 recommendations after investigating sexual assaults and harassment in the FIFO sector. The federal opposition leader is again defending the scrapped submarine deal with France. The new prime minister is scheduled to meet the French president next week to reset our relationship. Peter Dutton says getting rid of the agreement was the right decision at the time.
I don't make any apology for the decision that we made to go with the nuclear subs under the AUKUS deal, because it will be the underpinning of security in our country for the next 4 or 5 decades.
Perth is strengthening as an international gateway for Qantas. The airline will launch 2 new direct flights from November, one to Johannesburg, the other to Jakarta. It's supported by a state government tourism deal, while its direct service to Rome will start from tomorrow. In sport, Perth Wildcats star Luke Travers says it's a dream come true to join the NBA. He's been selected by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the draft at pick number 56, while 19-year-old Victorian Dyson Daniels has joined New Orleans. And Collingwood's Jordan Degoe has now apologised for recent off-field issues.
I've got a responsibility to the wider community, and I need to keep working towards that.
Degoe is on personal leave from the club after his recent trip to Bali, and he won't play this weekend. Listener.